This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Howdy doody, howdy duddy, howdy dudley, howdy doody, howdy, just howdy to you. Jennifer is ill today, got a bad scratchy throat, and so Victoria is here. Her voice is fine, although you were out, was it earlier this week or last week?
Last week I had the allergy attack. I had no voice. I woke up and it was just gone.
Everybody loves to say hi, Victoria. Kara doesn't have that. Kara's very healthy. Hi, Kara. You want to beat your chest out? Oh, I'm very healthy.
How's it going?
Yeah. No, I'm really lucky. I don't get allergies a ton, but let me knock on wood because I'm sure after today it's going to be terrible.
No, don't hold that thought. Not at all. Speaking of thoughts, Victoria, what thoughts are you holding or do you want to share with us as we start this hour?
Well, two of the big trending stories, we'll quickly mention the first one. St. Patrick's Cathedral is trending, and the reason for that is in what appears to be
in
sort
New
of
York
a copycat
City.
Situation. Yes, yeah. The famous St. Patrick's Cathedral on Fifth Avenue. What appears to be a copycat situation of what happened to Notre Dame, a man tried to enter St. Patrick's last night with gallons of gasoline, lighter fluid, and lighters, and thankfully a security guard stopped him. He's a 37-year-old man from New Jersey. He's been described by officials as emotionally disturbed, obviously, and so he had seen what happened to St. Patrick or to Notre Dame, and even though that wasn't arson, I guess he was inspired by that. Speaking of inspiration, more than $700 million has come in donations so far for Notre Dame's restoration, and the nice thing is here in the U.S. that's actually the generosity that a lot of the French and a lot of billionaires over in France have donated to that. That's inspired people in the U.S. to donate almost $2 million to help rebuild the three churches that were recently burned in Louisiana. And so there's some good news there. And then, of course, the biggest story today is the Mueller report. After 2 years, the Mueller report, heavily redacted, but still, it will be released at 11 a.m. Eastern time. It will be sent to Congress. Attorney General William Barr is holding a news conference to talk about it before he sends it to Congress. That will happen at 9:30 Eastern time. And
it goes at 11, I think. Go
11 a.m. goes to Congress. At 9:30 a.m., he's going to hold a press conference to talk about the actual report, which, like I said, it's heavily redacted, and everything that revolves around Roger Stone, that's completely left out of the report because that's still an ongoing investigation and trial, so... Who knows? It's going to be 400 pages if you would like. Barnes & Noble is offering a free download of the entire Mueller report on the Barnes & Noble Nook e-reader. So if you have a Nook,
there are
you
two
can
versions
get it free.
Of the report. There are two versions of the report, right?
Well, the main version that's coming out today is the redacted version. Now, there will be a slightly less redacted version that will go to certain committees in Congress, and that's they have not. William Barr maybe he'll address that today in his press conference, but he has not said when that version of the report will be released. I'm guessing it's going to be after the Roger Stone stuff is behind us, and then he can unredact some of the things that are.
Unredact. How do you unredact? They just run a magic marker over the copies, and that's what they make copies of.
That's what it looks like. A lot of black boxes.
Yeah, right.
It's like a Mad Libs.
Finessed here very well. Just pick out the magic marker and scratch it off. The state of Massachusetts, I was driving home from Maine last night, and I was looking up. The skies were clear. It was a beautiful day here yesterday. I went up to check out the operations at a marijuana grow facility, and on the way back it was dark, and I saw this stuff in the sky, these lights. It looked like, I was thinking the first thing I thought was I saw a flying saucer, and I don't know what they. So I'm looking around here this morning, and it was a meteor shower. I actually saw it in New Hampshire as I was entering into Massachusetts down Interstate 95. But It blew across the sky, burned up the atmosphere. It looked like either something was on fire and it was crashing, or it was kind of scary, actually. Or a UFO, you don't know what it is, but big bright light in the sky. And it turned out, as I said, to be a meteor shower. How often do you see one of those?
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Aurora Borealis and things like that, the Northern Lights. But something this... and you know what they are. Meteor showers are things that have come... This is space junk, not the stuff that we put up artificially, you know, not metal. These are pieces of space that have come from planets that were destroyed. And the fascinating thing about it is they may be billions of years old. The scientists love to get a hold of these pieces and do their carbon dating on them and figure out, okay, where did this come from? But that's the atmosphere, everything around the universe. Last week we were talking about the black hole and the 6.5 billion stars that are around it. They're getting ready to get sucked in. Well, sometimes those stars blow up, and because of the infinite nature of the universe, these things could come from who knows where. You know, you always hear once or twice a year somebody's scared because there's going to be a huge meteor that passes the Earth by 70,000 miles or something. You know, we all get those. But these are smaller pieces that actually do enter the atmosphere, but they're big enough not to burn up. Most of you remember when you were learning about NASA and the astronauts and what happens when something comes into the atmosphere, because our atmosphere is so thick, it heats up the element. And if you don't have the proper, like, if you ever looked at the bottom, I remember standing under a space shuttle once and seeing those tiles that people used to talk about that would sometimes come off in the heat. Because when you're coming back into the atmosphere, it's like 3,000 degrees that the temperature on the outside of, if it's a man, you know, something that we've put up in space and is coming back again. But you hear a lot of them burn up because they can't withstand the heat. And so these meteor showers that come in, these pieces are a lot bigger when they enter the atmosphere than they are after they've gone through the atmosphere and have somewhat been destroyed, but still there are pieces of them left. And they're so hot that they're bright, look like a light in the sky. So you see those things. I find this stuff amazing. And it once again gives us cause to think about what the universe is all about and how, can you even imagine how far this stuff has traveled? You don't know. From some planet that may have blown up 125,000 light years ago. And this stuff's just floating around in the universe and it finds, you know, its way to our atmosphere and to our planet. But it's stardust, in a sense. Big chunks of stardust. Could be a song there, I think. You like that song, Stardust? You know the song?
Stardust, I do not. Ladies?
Don't you?
I don't know.
Kara, maybe you can find a copy and we'll educate Victoria as to the sound of...
Oh, like Kara knows what stardust is?
Well, she can find a copy of it and play.
Who sings
it? She can do. Well, there are any numbers, probably two dozen different versions of it.
Frank Sinatra, some Nat King Cole.
Frank
Sinatra.
I
can play some Ziggy Stardust.
Probably best.
I'd go for Ziggy.
Of course you would. All right, let's see what else we can go for here. Lacking energy to take on everyday tasks. You're struggling to get into shape. Gentlemen, please start your engines. If your engines are starting slowly, you need a tune-up. You need to improve your drive. Dr. Ken Kronos tells us today about what it is that's going on in your body and how you need to improve upon your performance by working out more and working faster. That'll hold you together, but if you don't have the energy to do it, wow, it's harder to do it, harder to stay in shape, therefore. When you get older, you fall apart. Nope, don't want you to do that. Let's get to the bottom line here of what you do. You get Nugenix, N-U-G-E-N-E-X, Nugenix, a new way for you to up the levels of testosterone and performance in the gym, gets better, all of this stuff. And this product comes to you free now. Get started with a free bottle to increase your lean muscle mass, boost your libido, All kinds of good things will be restored. This is the tool. It's called Nugenix, and you can get a free bottle by texting FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. 321-321. Text FORCE. Get a free bottle. A lot of people responding to this. It's a good idea. Women, if you're tired of you know what, then this is a good way for you to sort of help your husband restore his confidence and get a little, you know what I'm talking about. And it's good. Nugenix. That's, I can just say with a smile on my face, it's good. Nugenix, you get a free bottle to get started on the program. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Be on your way to a more confident you. Just text FORCE to 321-321.
Are you getting bored with all of your dinner options? Maybe you can't take another night of unhealthy fast food or ordering in. Well, I have got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. She's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes, ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Text the word FORK to 246-810.
Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to toploss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. 2 for the price of 1 plus free shipping. Use the promo code DJV at toploss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So a couple of law and order things here. Prosecutors in Florida have said this week they're going to release the video of Robert Kraft.
talk about a video that no one wants to see.
Why would
I'm
you want
sorry,
to see it?
But why would anyone want to watch that?
What is gained by releasing that video? Even if you don't like Kraft or you don't like for whatever. This is just, it's, what's the word, lascivious? Lascivious, what's the... It's rude and crude and
it's, yeah.
So
it's
the lawyers are still trying to stop it, but it's something that appears to be on its way to being done. Another
thanks.
Law and order story.
Pass.
The families of the victims in the shooting in Parkland have decided to sue the school district and the sheriff's office and some others because of negligence. Family members of these kids at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, there are about a dozen of them, said they're filing lawsuits in Florida State Court. I saw this story when I was in Florida on Monday. The suits claim officials didn't do enough to keep the students safe. Well, how do you... I don't know. I mean, that's very, very subjective, isn't it? How do you...
Well, no, but there were... when that story first happened... Yeah, I don't know that they knew there was a danger, but when they did know that the guy was shooting in the school, and then they didn't even, whatever, the security guards, whoever they were, they didn't even go into
true.
The building.
Oh, that was true,
So that, right. That definitely makes sense.
But I didn't think that was sort of what they were talking about was what done before the event actually happened. I think it would be hard to see how that, could be the case, but listen, the lawyers will stand up and they'll make their case, and I'm sure somebody's going to make a buck out of it one way or another. What a sad, what a tragedy. Awful. 21 after the hour.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee. Receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The bus, forget about us. Put the blame on me. If I don't tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. So that's exactly how I sounded when I did the USO tour with Tony Orlando in Iraq about 6 or 7 years ago. A group of us went over to deliver Christmas presents to the kids in Iraq, and he did we had 4 or 5 shows for the soldiers that were stationed at various barracks around Baghdad. And every night we had a different performance, and I was the announcer. He asked me to be his announcer, so I... When he's singing this song, I've got the microphone in my hand. They didn't turn the microphone off. I had it down by my side, and I'm singing along at the top of my voice with him. I didn't think anybody was listening. He looks over at me while he's singing.
Oh, my God.
And he motioned to me as if he wanted me to come out on stage and sing with him. And then I realized that he could hear me sing, and I said, no, thanks.
Was he actually pulling his hand across his throat and saying, no, no, stop? That's probably actually what he was doing.
No, but we were singing this song and the other Tony Orlando hits. We have the music on Throwback Thursday from this date, this week in 1973. Kaya Yellow Ribbon went on to become number one. It was number 5 this week with Tony Orlando and the two singers that were his pals, Don, Tie Yellow Ribbon.
No damn bus is here.
Yet I can't imagine that's what he's hearing. Tony Orlando was hearing this.
What? 100 ribbons round the old. Right, what'd you say, Victoria? You had some slice to there.
I'm sure he called you out on stage and probably had the engineer cut the mic.
No, he just was looking back smiling. All right, that's number 5. Number 4, another great tune. This is the Four Tops. Ain't No Woman, the one I got. Talk about Berry Gordy and Motown influenced our whole culture. Four Tops did a lot of stuff that helped us. A good song.
Ain't no woman like the one I love. She can be. When it's down, I'm going. Put a little music in my head.
takes my breath away. All right, the next one is one I was a jock till 74. So I was playing this. I hate it. And I don't use that song. I mean, I don't use that word. Well, I don't like that word. But I despised having to play this song. I just think this is an awful song.
Oh my God. I agree with you. I don't get why people love this song so much. I think it's just terrible.
Awful. All right, so let's keep moving.
Well, I love the Fugees version. And
yes, I like that version. Yeah, yeah, okay. I do like that version.
All right, number two this week. Here's Gladys with her Pips. She's coming to town. I want to go see her. Neither one of us.
Well, you know what? If she sounds as good as she did on The Masked Singer, you're in for a great show, because her voice was amazing.
Yeah, but she's, what, 76 or something?
I don't know what she is. She could be 109, and she still sounds great. Right. I'd go see her.
Okay, so the number one song had been number one for a couple of weeks by the time we got to this week in 1973. One of those story songs. Vicki Lawrence, who was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, yeah, it was the same woman. People couldn't believe that she was the one who recorded this song, but it was number one the night the lights went out in Georgia.
So wait, this is the Vicki Lawrence?
Yep.
She's on that show on Fox right now, The Cool Kids, which is really funny. I had no idea that she sang.
This is her. Yep. It surprised everybody. Nobody said, well, that's Vicki Lawrence? Yep, that's Vicki Lawrence. Story song. All right, we could go back to Tie a Yellow Ribbon if you want. Yeah. Carrie, you want to do that?
Oh, no, I think we are running out of time.
Oh, shucks. 28 passed on the DJV show. Slipping through the backwoods, quiet as a mouse,
came upon some tracks too small for Andy. Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. You've heard us talking about this for a long time here on the program. And Calitrin, speaking of long times, has a lot of success behind them, 20 years to be exact. It's all natural, drug, and stimulant-free. And Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein. That's important because that's been proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. You don't need to take Calitrin a bunch of times. You don't have to walk around town with a whole sack of supplements. Nope, you take Calitrin once a day, right before you go to bed. Calitrin works while you sleep. It won't give you the jitters. It won't keep you awake, and it won't cause an upset stomach like a lot of the other products that are out there on the market. Go to toploss.com and use the promo code DJV. Get better sleep, shed pounds. What could be better than that? With Calitrin, get your 90-day supply today and get another 90 days free, plus free shipping. When you use a promo code DJV, go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com. And use a promo code DJV to start losing weight today.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're hours away from the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on the Russia investigation, but there's already controversy. As the chairman of the House Judiciary Panel says, Attorney General William Barr should just let the 400-page report speak for itself, though Barr is planning a news conference about 90 minutes before the report's to be made public.
The Department of Justice has informed the committee that it will receive a copy between 11 a.m. and noon, well after the Attorney General's 9:30 a.m. press conference. This is wrong.
Taiwan's been rocked by a strong 6.1 magnitude earthquake on its east coast a short time ago. No immediate reports of injuries or fatalities. Police say they've arrested an emotionally disturbed man who tried to go into St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City last night carrying two cans of gas.
This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
If your vehicle isn't stopping like it used to or makes squealing noises when you brake, shop the Spring Brake Deal Savings Event at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, buy a set of Brake Best Select pads and a pair of rotors and get a $20 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Don't miss the Spring Brake Deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Don't just listen live, take us home with you. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJ V Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Take a deep breath
before we get back into the action here. I'm the announcer. I remember in the old days of radio, that was how we got started. I am your announcer. I was a kid. Doug Steffen, your announcer. It's we're a long way from that. People don't even sound anymore on the radio. You guys didn't even grow up around the era. Well, these guys have these big voices. You know, that was how you got a job as a newsman. You had a big, deep voice.
I'm glad I wasn't around. Yeah, that's glad. What it sounded like.
I grew up on Howard Stern, so that's the voice that I...
Who says he's going to retire? Stern says he's going to retire next year.
He says it all the time.
Believe
me. He's been saying it for 20 years.
Yeah.
It's always right before his contract is up for renewal.
Contract's up. Right, well...
And if he leaves Sirius, then Sirius is going to have a huge gaping hole.
Right.
Well, it wouldn't fold because people have the radios already in the car, so they're not going to lose. It would be a big hole, but
big cash cow.
Yeah, people. Yeah. Some diehard fans would leave without Howard, but for
the
most part,
I mean, he's there 3 hours a day, 3 days a week. He's not doing anything anyway. Yeah, it's not like it was a heavy lift for him. Nah. I think he's my age. Just about my age. And he's had a great run. He's a fabulous broadcaster. He's a little crude. But he's got an audience that has never been equaled, even by Limbaugh. Never. And two of them make about the same amount of money doing what they do every year. I find him sometimes to be obnoxious, but I also find him very interesting. He's a great broadcaster. He really is. So I hope he doesn't retire, frankly. Not good for the business.
He's 65, so...
Oh, I thought he was older.
This year he'll be 65, yeah.
Nah. Nothing.
I don't know. I'm sure he's not going anywhere.
Nah,
that deal is way too sweet, and it's so easy. Yeah.
By the time he's done, he's got a $20 million a year base, and then he gets a piece of everybody who signs up for his channel, which last year netted him about $80 million. So...
When he first went serious, it was $100 million.
It's crazy.
Part of that was silly money. Yeah, part of that $80 million of that went to him. The other $20 million went to his staff and for building the actual studio. But it's nice work if you can get it.
Buchenwald or whatever his name is. Gets 10% of that. Buchwald, yeah.
Oh yeah, Don Buchwald, yeah.
Don Buchwald. Here, as long as we're in this department, the story about Alex Trebek that's floating around today is that they're done taping. Yesterday they finished taping the rest of this year's, or at least the shows that will air through the fall. And so he's going to spend the summer treating his pancreatic cancer. That's something. We decided earlier we thought he looked pretty good for 78. He's looking a little thin.
I never would have known he was 78.
Well, he's got young children. Megan had two of his children when she was teaching in the high school at Los Angeles 4, 5, 6 years ago before she went to UCLA. And very nice, very, very, very not formal, but not the kind of people, not the opposite of Lori and Felicity and all that stuff. They're just very guarded about... You know, not wanting to take advantage and what can we do to help you and that kind of stuff. Megan was always very impressed with him and his wife, children were very well behaved, that sort of thing. So while we're talking about Jeopardy, this contestant named James, is it Holzhauer, I think? He's been crowned the champion, taking home the most money in a single day ever in the show's history. He got $131,127 on the episode that aired yesterday.
In one day?
It is crazy. The previous record had been set just a few days ago. $110,914 was taken home. But this is his 10th straight win. His total now is $697,787. How much this guy?
Good for him.
34-year-old sports gambler from Las Vegas.
Well, hopefully he doesn't gamble it all away.
Yeah. Do you lose half of that in taxes right away when you win on a game show? I'm always curious how that works.
30% probably.
Is it like, but do you pay it right away or do you have to wait?
I don't know how they handle
it.
I don't know. I mean, with a lottery, it's handled that way, but I don't honestly know the answer to that.
Mm.
There are a couple of other people who have made a lot of money. I remember the last guy, but it was 5, 6, 7 years ago. A guy named Roger Craig won $77,000 in one show. This guy said he wanted to break that record.
So, good for him.
You know, this is a good example of when you set your mind, how thoughts are things, when you set your mind to something, it works. It really does. If you really, really are passionate, if the energy is really, really there, you can face any obstacle, I think, and overcome it. And I'm betting that that's probably Trebek's attitude toward his pancreatic cancer. The odds are not with him, but you never count anybody like that out. He's, I think, a mainstay, and he seems to be very serious about this. And sometimes you can say you say one thing, but you really don't mean it.
I think having a global audience sending him well wishes, that has to be, I don't know, you and I are very spiritual in that sense. I really do believe that in the power of prayer, and I really do believe that setting that intention of sending him healing vibes or whatever you want to call it, I think that that can work. A lot of miracles really can.
Yeah. I was just looking at this guy. I said he was a sports gambler. Apparently he's won a lot of money betting his daughter's birthday and birthdays for his father. And his
Does this guy have a job?
No. He's a gambler. That's his job.
Jeez.
That's what he does.
So that means he's had way more losses than wins. Because that's, although good for him that he made it onto Jeopardy, because that's a tough thing. That's a tough show to even just qualify for.
I wouldn't want to have to. It's embarrassing sometimes, this stuff. You know, the questions and how do you come up with the answers. They have to think so quickly. Kind of like Family Feud. I enjoy watching every once in a while.
Wait, hold up. There is no similarity between Jeopardy and Family Feud.
Oh, I think there is.
Yeah, Jeopardy questions are really difficult.
Well,
People with PhDs fail off of Jeopardy.
No,
okay.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that the Family Feud stuff is just silly. But the way the audience reacts to it and the drama that sort of is there, and Harvey does a good job of creating the drama around it, and he creates the silliness. And he's happy to tell you, he doesn't prepare for a second before he goes on that show. Everything you see...
What would there be to prepare, though?
He's a radio guy.
The
teleprompter and, you know, kind of have a... he always acts surprised when he looks at some of the questions, which is the giveaway. You know, he's not acting it. He just walks into the studio, puts his makeup on, and this crowd's yelling, "Hey, Steve Harvey, let's go!" And that's it. So, and a lot of those game shows with Trebek, that takes a lot of preparation. That show, and he's always on it. He knows how to pronounce every word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, that's the sign of a professional. And the other thing is, although at this point they've been doing it for so long, but the same thing originally was true with What's-His-Face over on Wheel of Fortune.
Well, he admitted that he's drunk most of the time on that show.
He makes it
in his book. He actually said that in his book.
He makes it look a lot easier.
He and Vanna do shots backstage.
Yeah, right. Well, go through some of the stuff they go through with some of those silly contestants.
Yeah.
I mean,
those people, those contestants. And I want to say hello to my nephew and my granddaughter. It's like, oh, please, no one cares. Just spin the wheel.
They're just laughing all the way to the bank. Yeah, those guys. Yep. Okay, so enough of the television gossip. It's 43 past the hour. I want to talk about MyPillow with you. MyPillow, well, it's kind of personal, MyPillows, but MyPillows could be your pillows. MyPillow is the name of the company that has taken the bedding world by storm because of their infusion. When this guy, Mike Lindell, made his first pillow, it was because he didn't like the pillows that he could get. He's got a bad neck, and he couldn't get himself comfortable, and he's an engineer, so he designed a pillow and found the filler, if that's what you want to call it, and he then... He's telling his friends about how well he sleeps and how it started, and they wanted some pillows, so he made some for them. Before you know it, he's got a big warehouse, got a huge factory, 1,500 people making MyPillows. And now, other MyPillow products, like the all-purpose cushions, they have the neck pillow, they have dog pillows, they've got everything. MyPillow products also include these new Giza sheets. So you want to fix... The sheets, this is a fitted sheet that really is fitted. You know, you buy these sheets, sometimes they say they're fitted, but they come loose, and it's a pain in the neck, middle of the night. The sheet's wrapped around you instead of you being wrapped around the pillow or somebody that you'd rather be wrapped around with that you're sleeping with. So, let's make sure we get in on all the value and all the goodness of things like MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets. Get the best night's rest you've had with pillows, mattresses, mattress toppers, sheets. Get them all at MyPillow.com. Order your Giza sheets today, as an example. 30% off using the DJV code, plus free shipping. Yep, free shipping, DJV code, MyPillow.com. But look at the catalog that's online. You can buy the stuff. If you buy more than $200 worth of products, they'll give you, if you want, they'll give you terms. So make it very easy. Get yours today, MyPillow.com, promo code DJB.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I'm getting benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I'd say, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hey, Little Fatty has announced there have been new tactical guided weapons tested in North Korea. Kim Jong Fatty Fatty oversaw the testing this week. Nobody knows what kind of a weapon it is. It's just more baloney.
Did you hear that he said he doesn't want Mike Pompeo to be the guy negotiating with them anymore because he said he's too immature?
Too tough. Who's too immature? Pompeo?
Pompeo, yeah.
Why, he'd rather have Dennis Rodman?
I don't know. Probably. But yeah, he said that Mike Pompeo was making immature comments about them and kind of taking swipes at them so that they don't want to deal with Pompeo anymore. They want somebody else.
Okay, who do we send over? We could send you over. You'd be a good diplomat.
I would have to. Well, not with him.
You wouldn't have any patience.
I wouldn't have any patience for him.
No. Well, he doesn't deserve any patience.
He doesn't. Yeah, I still stand by. I don't think he ever should have gotten an audience with the President of the United States, but that was my opinion and happened twice, so, you know, whatever.
You were talking about this flight attendant who got the measles.
Yes.
Flying New York to Tel Aviv. There is a move afoot in New York City now. The parents in Brooklyn are suing the health department for ordering mandatory measles vaccinations. I'm telling you, man, this is going to go way, this has become such a political football, and it ought not to. There are some vaccines you really do need to take. Some
measles,
you don't need to take. And so, yeah, measles, mumps, that's something you should be
Well, this woman, this flight attendant, she's Israeli, and they said that she only had one, basically one of the two vaccines that you need for measles as a child. And
yeah, but
2 million
coma,
Israelis.
That's pretty rare.
Yeah, encephalitis. Yeah, it's a swelling of the brain. But in Israel, apparently 2 million Israelis have never been vaccinated, so it's dangerous.
Yeah, well, the whole thing's pretty dangerous, but we got to get it straightened out. It's 10 before the hour here on DJV time.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm Ben Utek, I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit aigdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Reports, this is a terrible sounding theme. This goes back about, this is a theme from A Million Dollar Man. It was a popular TV show 30 some odd years ago, right, Chuck? It was in the 70s, maybe 40 years ago. When was The Million Dollar Man?
It was called The $6 Million Man. '73 to '78. Lee Majors played a character named Steve Austin, who was an astronaut who got injured badly, and then they put a lot of bionic parts in him, and he became almost like a indestructible type
super
of character. I liked that show.
It was a good. And then they had the woman. What was her face that played the woman Laurie? No, it wasn't Laurie. The woman who played the $6 million woman. There was another show that sort of echoed this.
Lindsay Wagner.
Lindsay Wagner. Yep, right. That was it.
Did they ever make movies out of that? It's kind of a concept that you would think would lend itself well to movies.
Well, the reason we play that is because they talked about this for the last 3 or 4 years, but it appears it's finally going to happen. This Warner Brothers has hired a director named Travis Knight, who did the movie Bumblebee, got good reviews, made money, to helm not the $6 million man, the $6 billion man. Inflation. You got to count inflation from 73 to 2019. It's going to start Mark Wahlberg.
Really?
Probably try to make this into some sort of franchise.
Yeah, that's a good choice. Yep. Right. Yeah.
I just find it a little silly that you could take a human being and put $6 billion into bionic parts. I mean, that seems like a little bit of an overture. That's a lot of money. I mean, some of that money you could take and maybe diversify. But
you take this a little too seriously, aren't you, Chuck?
Yeah.
You see Mark Hamill doing an impression of Harrison Ford on
the
show
with
Seth Meyers?
Well, I'm looking at some, I'm looking at a little tape from a little video from it. And yeah, it was quite good. Apparently, they became pretty good friends. But Hamill didn't understand why Harrison Ford didn't want to continue to play, because he said, "Okay, I'll do one more, and I don't want to do it anymore." So that's why they killed him off.
Right.
But I think that they
didn't, you know, it's funny. I know people who I like The Force Awakens a lot, but I do know people who really have a hard time watching it because they just think creatively it was an awful decision to kill off Han Solo. I did not. I actually thought that scene in the movie was so powerful. It gave that movie, I don't know, it just radiated more emotion by doing that.
He'd stayed in the...
But the scene itself was actually pretty good, though.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's...
See, I think his death happened too quickly.
Yeah, I did too. The whole thing was, I didn't like it. I like Daisy Ridley, though. I think she's going to be... How is she playing into all of these as they build up the
major franchise? She's obviously a major part of this franchise. She did the only other film I think she was in the movie Murder on the Orient Express, the remake. She was in that film. I like her.
Where did she come from, though? Was she doing local stuff in England? Is that how they found her?
I believe so. She was she primarily was unknown, and she probably most likely auditioned, and they liked what they saw.
Yeah.
Took a flyer, and you know, listen, a lot of casting is taking a flyer, especially on an unknown, and she's really good. So you never know it until you know the final product materializes, and they see what happens in the editing room.
What else you got from movie news?
We speak about Avengers Endgame all the time. It was reported yesterday that Marvel's going to spend a record $200 million to market that film worldwide. It seems like a lot of excess money to do so. Having said that, it'll probably do at least $1.5 billion, if not closer to maybe, I don't know, this film could do $2 billion worldwide. So probably not as excessive as it sounds. But I just wonder, like a movie like Star Wars, let's just say they just released some trailers in theaters, a very limited marketing campaign. Do you think it would make a difference? The only thing people would know that these movies, again, if you want to see it, do you have to really overexcite people to go see a movie this high profile? I don't know. Maybe you don't need to spend that kind of money. But they're going to. One other bit of news, wrestler turned actor John Cena reportedly up for a role in the upcoming Suicide Squad 2. He's actually pretty good on film. He joins Dwayne Johnson and Dave Bautista as two wrestlers who become pretty successful as working actors.
He's cut out of the same cloth as The Rock is.
A little bit different. He's actually pretty
likable. Yeah, he's likable.
Yeah, he is likable.
Yeah. All right, so are you, Chucker. That's why you're here. Chuck Curry, very likable on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.